welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
I want to start off with that question, and I want you to answer it quickly in your head. Okay, now I want to ask a second question, and the answer may not be the same as the first answer. Okay, and the second question is, why are you here? Okay, so now you have two answers already that's not the same for the same question. And then for the third time, I'm going to ask you the same question again. Why are you here? Okay. Okay, so now you should have a pretty good idea of why you're here. If you're being honest with yourself, you know why you're sitting here this morning. Or why you're here. Doesn't matter how you interpreted the question. What I want to speak about this morning is, what is our purpose? What is our calling? What is our vision? What's the reason that we breathe? What's the reason that God created us? Why do we get married? Why do we have children? Why do we go to work? You know. Sorry, I missed that. Just everything, you know, what is it all about? What is our purpose, our calling? And I want to start off with a scripture. It's good to use scriptures in your sermon. This is biblical. Jesus
walked with his disciples for 3 years. Jesus died on the cross for us. And then he rose from the grave again. So now he's going to talk to the disciples just before he goes into heaven, ascends into heaven. What is important to note is he has already been discipling his disciples for 3 years. So they know what discipling is about. They understand the first commandment, to love God with everything you have. They understand the second commandment, to love people. So before Jesus goes away, he tells them, listen here, I've taught you so many stuff. This is what I want you to do now. This is your calling. This is your purpose. This is your vision. Okay, and we're going to read Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And what is so amazing, that's exactly what the disciples did. And because of their obedience, we are here this morning. Because they discipled other people, they spread the gospel. That person that heard it allowed himself to be discipled. He received the message. He discipled other people, and it spread to the point where I heard the gospel, where you heard the gospel, and where you are allowing yourself to be discipled, and where you again are discipling other people. So this is it. This is our vision, our calling, your purpose for being alive, your Christian, if you're passionate about God, this is what God has for you. And it's important to know that if you are not content, if you are not fulfilled, this is the answer. You know, if you pursue God's purpose and his vision 100%, he's going to lead you. He's going to fulfill you. He's going to give you that purpose, that desire, that passion, that contentment in your life.
Also, this vision is for all Christians. So this is for the church globally. Everybody that's a Christian, that is our vision. That is our purpose. That is our calling. Okay. Now, I want to break it down for us a little bit today. So it becomes real to, okay, where do I fit in to this vision? And where does we as a church fit into that vision? But before we get there, I want us to dream a bit. Let's rather say daydream. If somebody closed their eyes next to you, just poke them. Okay. Just imagine if all of us, we have free services today. That is about 350, 400 people in church this morning. If all of us are passionate about this vision that God has given us, and I'm going to read for us Genesis 11, verse 6. Now, this is the Tower of Babel, the story of the Tower of Babel. There was a lot of people in this country, and they decided, listen, we're going to build a tower that reaches to the heavens so that our name be glorified, so that we can say, yeah, we are it. And God looks down upon them, and he says this, and the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Wow. Just imagine that God looks down upon us and says, wow, they are one people. Nothing that they do will be impossible for them. And just imagine, and God came against them and causes chaos so that they won't accomplish that because it did not bring glory to God. The people were taking the glory for themselves. Just imagine if we buy into that vision, all of us together in unity, and we pursue it 100%, and God helps us. If God looks down upon us and says, wow, that's amazing, because that is my kingdom. That is what I've called him for, and I'm going to bless this. I'm going to multiply this. Just imagine how we would look like, or what we would do, how the kingdom of God would come. Another example is Gideon. We see it in Judges 7. I'm not going to read the verse now, the verses. But here you see Gideon and 52,000 men going to war. And so they, okay, here we go. And God said, no, no, no. This is too many people, actually. Because if they win, Israel is going to say, we did it. We conquered them. And God said, no, I want the glory. I am the God. I will fight for you. So he told Gideon, okay, take all of these guys and tell them, whoever is scared, go home. And there were 52,000 people. 22,000 men left. Now this was warriors. This was men who knew how to fight. That has been in battle. You know, if you read the story of Israel, the guys made war quite often. That was what was going on most of the time. So now, firstly, for you to be a warrior, to say in front of the guy standing next to you, I'm scared. And then you go home. That was, you really have to be quite scared to do that. I won't so much do that. But then 22,000 men left. Now, if I were to fight another guy, except me, oh, he freaking will kick your head off. But if I were to fight another guy, you know what? Maybe I'm scared, maybe I'm not. But the odds are good. If I have to fight two guys, I would run away. That's just plain and simple. So these guys, trained warriors, were scared. So I assume that the army they were facing was bigger than them. Otherwise, why would they be scared? If we are 10 and there's one guy we're fighting against, you won't be scared. So this was a massive army. Okay, then God says, okay, there's 10,000 men left. But still, I want the glory in this fight. So the whole story, you can go and read it in Judges 7.
make everybody drink water, and those that drink this way, send them home, and the others keep them. 300 men left, or he kept 300 men. The other 9,700 went home. So now you're facing a massive army, and you have 300 men. But what is amazing for me is that 300 men weren't scared, and they were selected by God. There was unity. Okay. And like I said, we have three services today. Total about 350, 400 people. And if you read that story, 300 men, how God gave them the battle plans, everything. So that the enemy were running around scared, not knowing what is going on. You know, what can God do with us? 350, 400 people today in church, 500 people in cell. You know, God can really use us so much, but we need to be in unity. We need to be of one accord, and we can only be in unity if we all run for the same vision. We all have the same vision, the same goals. Okay, I like rugby. But just imagine, I decided now I'm going to be a Springbok rugby player. I'm almost going for prop, but let's say flank still. Yeah. And okay, I'm going to be a Springbok rugby player. And then every 3 months or so, I think that's my vision. But then for the next 3 months, I'm cycling, I'm laying on my couch, I'm not practicing at all, I'm not thinking about it even. And then again, in 3 months' time, I'm going to be a Springbok rugby player. And then I continue on my own again. Will I make it? And that's the same for us with this vision. If this vision is not what we wake up in the mornings with, you know, so many people are struggling with depression and so on. Just imagine you stand up each morning and you say, wow, this is my purpose. You know, you put it above your bed. If you open your eyes, you see, this is my vision. You put it on your cell phone as a screensaver, as a reminder every morning. You put it against your mirror because this is what I want. This is who I am. This is what I'm passionate about. This is my purpose. This is my goal for this day. If I go to work, it's to disciple people. You know, to walk in unity. Okay. So I'm going to break it down for us now. But first off, we as Shofar Pretoria. Who is Shofar Pretoria? Is it Philip? Is it the pastors? Three pastors we have and their wives? Is it the church office of five people? It always changes, five, six, somewhere there. You know, that's not a very big church. No. You and you and you, you are Shofar Pretoria. We here are Shofar Pretoria. You know, all of us together, we make Shofar Pretoria. And now God has said, okay, this is my vision. My vision is for you to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So that is our vision. Now God has said that's the vision for all my churches, for all my children. That's the basic vision. But now for Shofar Pretoria, in other words, us, you and me, and the person sitting next to you, your wife, your husband, your vision, your calling that God has given us as a part thereof. Each church have a different function, a different specific vision, goals, objectives that God has given us so that all of us together will reach that vision. Okay? So for us, God has said, our vision as Shofar Pretoria, yours and mine, is to reach nations and generations through disciple making, leadership development, and church planting. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I can actually say yes to this question, but normally I won't, but just because I'm preaching it. But who of you woke up this morning and said, wow, you know, I'm going to church. I'm going to reach nations and generations because here sits nations and generations. Yeah, Tani Maria is here, so we have generations. Thank you, Tani. Through discipleship making, leadership development, and church planting. You know, that's why we're here. That's why we're here this morning. Who of us woke up with that vision and that passion and maybe came 15 minutes earlier because then I can talk to somebody. I can greet somebody new. I can chat about them, you know. Maybe disciple them a little bit, help them a little bit. Okay, so we all got that. That is, as Shofar Pretoria, we sitting here, that is our vision and our purpose and our calling. Okay. How's that? Okay. It is important to know that it is your choice. You know, God gives this as our vision, and we all have a choice. Are we going to walk in it or not? Are we going to be distracted every day with something different? You know, today I'm feeling this way, or I'm experiencing this, or I'm having these troubles constantly. Yes, there will be difficult times, but what is your vision? What is your purpose? What is the reason you are there? Is it, I'm waking up, I'm going to work, okay, I'm going home, okay, then we have cell or whatever, and then I'm going to sleep, and then I'm going to wake up, and then I'm going to church. And hopefully not. Okay. So in Shofar Pretoria, God has given us four core ministries to reach that. So this ministry is not for the church. It's for us. We are the church. So what is the four core ministries that God has given you to as a way to achieve the vision? So how do you disciple people? How do you develop them as leaders? How do you prepare them for church planting? And yes, there's more to this. There's more ways, but this is the primary, the basic, the foundation for how we're going to do it. Every church have a different way. God gives them a different strategy, but ours, yours and mine, is this four core ministries. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't allowed yourself to be discipled, to be developed as a leader, to be prepared for a church plant by being involved in these ministries, I would encourage you and I would ask you, please come and do it. Please get involved. Allow yourself to be discipled so that we can walk in unity, so that we can achieve this vision. Otherwise, like my rugby example, we're not going to achieve anything. We're not going to get there if we are not passionate about what God is passionate about. So the four core ministries. Firstly, church services. Okay, you're here. So one star on the forehead, like my daughter. Okay, small groups. You know, that is crucial. Why is it crucial? Because this is what God has given us for us to be discipled. Yes, there's a lot of other reasons and motivations you can say, but that's the basic. That is it. Encounters and foundation courses. You know, it's not just, yeah, it's a good idea. This is it. You know, this is what we are passionate about. This is the way God has made for us. You can struggle with the stuff you are struggling with for the next 2-3 years and draw a lot of people in your small groups and so on, keep them busy with the struggles you are struggling and the things you aren't understanding for 2, 3, 4, whatever years, or you can come and do the courses and God can speak to you. Is the courses great? Because we thought about it? No. It's because God has established it. He has anointed it, and that is what He has for you. He's going to change your life, and He's going to allow you to disciple other people through that as well. And then the last one, also very important, is Bible school. You know, I want to encourage you, speak to Tian. I think you can, if you twist this arm, you can still register tomorrow, you know. But phone him, email him, phone Philip, phone everybody at the office, but make a plan to do Bible school. You know, if finances is a problem, talk to Tian. We never want finances to be a problem in Shofar. They need help with the admin, with so we can make an arrangement for you to be discipled in that fashion as well. Okay, everybody excited about the four core ministries? Your four core ministries. Okay. I'm out of breath already. I'm just going to take a sip of water. Okay. So we have, what is the vision? What is the purpose for us as a church? Now I want to break it down a bit. Beginning of the year, all the pastors and district leaders went away for a weekend. And we said, okay, God, this is our vision. This is our purpose. This is what you want from us. But how do my district, me and Mezen, my wife, are the district leaders for all the married people in church. So we asked God, God, to reach this vision for Shofar Pretoria, for us collectively, practically, how are we going to fit in for the whole church to reach that, for all of us together to reach that? Sean has a different answer. Krista has a different answer for their district, for their pastoral area. To use one example, God said, for instance, that we must focus on the marriage courses. Marriage preparation course, marriage enrichment course, and also the parenting course. And what we feel is said is to raise up facilitators, three couples per course this year, so that it can grow, so that we can reach people in our workplaces, in our communities, people that are broken, people that are hurt, people that do not know him, so that we can draw them in. Okay, so that was one of the goals that God has given us as a district. Now, to break that down for the zone. So now for a zone leader, okay, so this is the vision, or this is the goals that we have as a district, as married people in Shofar Pretoria. This is where we are going. So for us as a zone, how do we fit in and contribute for that to be achieved? So every zone leader must say, okay, Donnie and Peter and Calista and them, we are zone leaders of the married. Michal and Madeleine is of the families. So how many of our people in our zone needs to attend this course to become facilitators? So they have to talk to 3-4 couples to prepare them. Every cell leader has to say, okay, my cell, I want 2 couples to go and do that courses so that they can be facilitators. Then for you, as one of the couples, for instance, okay, my part in achieving this vision is I must physically go and I must attend the course so that in the end, the vision for me, for myself, for my zone, for my district, for the Shofar Pretoria Church, for Shofar, the bigger church, and then for the global church be achieved. Okay, everybody's still with me. We climbed a lot of steps there. Okay. So I want to encourage you, if you do not know the vision for your district, for your zone, for your cell, ask the leader above you. If you're a cell member, ask your cell facilitator. Where are we going? What are we doing? You know, it's great to have this massive vision and we don't know where we fit in, but then we're not going to get there. We have to break it down a bit. So ask your facilitator, ask the leader above you, what is our goals and how do I fit in? Please help me. I want to make sure I walk in my vision, my calling, my purpose for this year that God has given us. Okay. Everybody awake there at the back. Okay. Then in almost closing, I just want to mention or just give a friendly warning. Now this sounds a bit, I actually just want to say look out for something. But I thought, put in warning and then everybody wakes up. So everybody is here. Just watch out for
criticizing and or using discernment. We have this nice word of discernment. I'm not saying do not discern if something is from God or not. I'm saying if you are sitting here in this sermon and you are evaluating how I'm preaching and what I'm doing wrong, you're missing the message. God has something that he wants to tell you today that's going to change your life, that has the possibility to change your life and everybody around you, everybody you know. So please take care not to miss what God is saying by looking at small things, by always criticizing. By all means, if you don't understand something I'm saying or you feel something that I said is against Scripture, please contact me in the week. I would love to speak with you. But then firstly, tell me what God has said to you, you know, about what God has done in your heart, what God said to you this morning before we come to the small little things. Don't get distracted by the little things, because that is going to keep you and me, if we have to sit and talk about it this week, from discipling other people. So as I say again, please, if you don't understand or you feel something is wrong, please chat to me. I'm not saying don't do it, but just don't let it distract from us accomplishing the vision, for us to have unity. Because it happens so many times in small groups and in discussions that somebody is not happy about this little thing. Who cares? For most of the stuff. Okay. That was my friendly warning. If the band can please come up. I'm just going to summarize for us. What is the global vision for all of us? What is our purpose as Christians? And that is to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. If you walk out of here, you maybe have a lunch date with your family or with friends, or you're just going home. Ask God that first question. Why am I here? You know, God, this is an opportunity. I want you to use me for your vision to come, for your purposes to come, God. When I wake up in the morning, God, why am I awake today? Why am I alive? You know, is it just to go to work? If you're on the way to work, God, why am I here? What is my purpose here? What can I do? What can I do with you? How can I walk with you, Father, to accomplish this vision so that we get it right? You know, so that you can use us and me in faithfulness. Okay, so the global vision. Make sure you know the church's vision. Guys, if you're in church, if you're a member of this church, please make sure you know the vision. Otherwise, you're not going to reach it. We're not going to reach it if all of us aren't in unity. Same with the district, same with the zone, same with the cell, same with where you fit in. You know? Make sure you know that. Make sure every time you wake up, make sure you talk about it, you pray about it. You know, you write it down, you whatever, as much as possible, keep it in the forefront. You know, keep your focus on it. Do not lose focus. But I want to invite you as well, if you are here and you're a visitor, you're not a member of Shofar, you can't relate to exactly what I'm saying. If God has said Shofar should be your house, you should slot in here. Please slot in. Please do not wait 2, 3, 4 weeks, months, years. Okay? The devil's gonna walk, the devil walks around like a roaring lion. And if you are not undercovering, if you're not part of a church, you're just easy prey. So please, for your sake, please become a member of a church. If you're visiting, ask God, where should I be? What is the vision that you want me to achieve? Where should I slot in? And then I would like everybody to stand, please. The most important thing, you know, before we get to the vision, before we get to what is my purpose,
the most important thing about discipling is the start. It is to say, Jesus, you have died for me on the cross, and I accept that. Jesus came so that we can be reconciled to the Father, so that we can have relationship with God. The God Almighty, creator of all things, wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. You know, if you have never, can I ask everybody to close their eyes? Please. If you have never come to that place where you have said, Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. I want to have a relationship with God. I want purpose. I want vision. I want to experience your love, Father. The fact that you have given Jesus to die for me so that I can have a relationship with you, because you want relationship with me. If you have never come to that place, never said, God, I want a relationship with you. Jesus, save me. I want to give you that opportunity today. If you are here this morning and you have never given your life to God, you do not have relationship with God, I want you to raise your hand, because I would love to pray with you. You know, your chest are going 1,000 beats a minute. That's how I felt when I stood there. Can I see? Are there anybody like that? Just raise your hand quickly. Anybody that wants to come into relationship with God Almighty. Okay. I'm going to give a last opportunity. Please raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. Can I open your eyes? Then I want to give an opportunity today. You know, if the vision isn't your passion, if you are, everybody here is saved, everybody has a relationship with God, and if you don't, please come to me. If you were to shy now, I would love to pray with you if you want to enter into a relationship with God, if you want Jesus to be your Savior. But for all of us that are saved, that have a relationship with God, if the vision aren't your passion, the reason you're alive, you know, you maybe become a bit lukewarm, you know, we would love to pray with you. And just out of an act of obedience, just saying to God, God, here I am. I give everything, Father. I'm going to write it on my doorpost. I'm going to write it everywhere. I'm going to think about it. This will be my passion, will be my purpose, God, because it's yours. It's what is on your heart, Father. And I want my heart to be the same as your heart, God. If that is you, if you just want to say to God, God, I just surrender again. And I'm going to give you my all, Father. I would like you to come forward. And we're just going to pray with you. Okay. And then I'm going to close the service. Please come forward if that's you. Please do not stay in your seat. I'm going to close the service. If you are visiting us, please join us for coffee afterwards. We would love to get to know you. We would love to chat with you. You know, if you would like to join into a cell, please chat to any and everybody outside. If you would like any information, please chat to us outside. Okay. Can I ask, and then I'm going to close the service. Have a blessed week. Enjoy your day. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will remind you every day a couple of times about the vision, about what is your purpose, your calling. Have an awesome week.
You move mountains when you speak. You give power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.